It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. We've been following the story of Patricia Porsche for a year now, and in that time, she's worked her way up from being homeless and unemployed to working for the True Light Family Resource Center in Kansas City. She's a volunteer coordinator and works as a mentor to the women living in the center's transitional home. Tricia, so good to have you back again. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Well, I want to get back to this winter and the bitter cold that we've been experiencing here, including this morning, which did not make Steve-O happy. The daycare shelter at the center, Emancipation Station, offers services and a place for women to get out of the weather. What kind of numbers, you know, were you seeing? How many women were walking through the doors on average when it was so cold outside?
On an average, it was anywhere from 22 to maybe 32 women daily.
And how old are they? How old are these folks?
Actually, Steve, the population is older.
Really?
We're seeing an increase in the number of elderly people that are coming through the center, ranging from the age of in their late 50s to their early to mid-70s.
Now, that surprises me. You would think it'd be younger folks. Why is that happening?
Well, for one reason, from what some of the clients are saying, is that there's different factors, but one is that they don't want to be a burden to their children.
Ah, okay. Well, the station serves lunch 6 days a week. How many mouths have you been feeding per day during the winter, Tricia? What are you seeing?
About those same numbers, anywhere from maybe 22 to maybe 32.
Yeah. This is just a day shelter. It closes at 6 in the evening. When the weather, you know, when it gets so bitterly cold, what went through your mind is you sort of had to usher some of these women out the door?
Well, we actually remained open until we knew that each lady had somewhere to go. And we would stay open as late as 7 p.m. But there were some that that kind of disappeared, and we wondered what happened to them, but they were safe.
You guys can't stay open all night to help those women. Why? You're just not set up that way?
We're not set up that way. We're just set up to run a day shelter.
Yeah, okay. Were there some women you'd see for days or weeks, and then one day they weren't there, and it made you worry, you know, what happened to them?
Yes, because I actually develop a relationship with those ladies by seeing them each day, and there were a couple of them that I hadn't seen in a couple of weeks, and I really wondered where they were. But they did surface and let me know that they were safe and they were indifferent. They had actually gotten into some type of program.
So you feel like a mom worrying about her kids sometimes.
Absolutely.
That's the feeling you must have working
yes.
over there. Yeah. Well, we're sitting here patiently with us is Brittany Williams. Brittany is a UMKC student studying social work, and she's currently an intern at True Light. And Brittany, welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, you join us today to help us tell the story of Ariel, who at the age of 77 had run away from home. Brittany, how did you come to meet Ariel?
I'm, like you said, an intern at True Light, and I do case management there. So she came to our center looking for help, and she was actually a runaway, like you said, from Washington, D.C. So she was on the train and hadn't been on the train in a while and didn't know the call, so she just kind of landed here in Kansas City.
Tricia, a 77-year-old runaway, what happened here? Why had she run away?
Well, my understanding is that there was just, she didn't, another situation to where she didn't want to be a burden to her family.
Mm-hmm. Just that simple?
Just that simple.
Why did she feel she might be a burden to her family?
By having to live with her family. Live with her son.
She became a dependent to them, and she didn't want them to feel that she was being a burden to them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Brittany, how was the Resource Center at True Light able to give her a hand?
We see a variety of different cases that like this. So
yeah.
When she came in, we immediately seeked out different shelters in the community to see where we could place her overnight. We also provided her clothing. We have clothing assistance at True Light, so we were able to get her some clothing as well. And she was able to work with me through our case management services. And through that, we were able to contact her family in Washington, D.C., make sure there was no missing person report out for her, and able to eventually reconnect her.
I was going
to
say, was her family worried about her?
Her family was very worried about her. She thought she was doing them a favor by running away and not telling them that she was leaving, but it was also a hindrance instead of helping.
You know, Trisha, when a 77-year-old woman comes walking through the door, how unusual is that? That's a really got to be a moment that sort of snaps your head back a little bit, doesn't it?
It does, because you look at that individual as the motherly type.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're very concerned when someone comes in at that age.
How long did it take you guys to sort of piece her story together to understand what on earth had happened here?
I think it, am I correct, Brittany? It took about 2 weeks.
Yeah, in total. Because in the beginning stages, it takes you to build up that relationship and trust from the client to really understand where they're coming from and for them to trust you enough to tell you the story.
In other words, you just can't walk in the first day and say, "Hey, why are you here? Where's your family? What are you doing here?"
Right. That wouldn't be best practice. It would be better practice to build the relationship with the client so you can get all the details that you really need.
Explain that to me, Brittany. Why wouldn't someone like that, you know, trust someone like you, who's, you know, obviously trying to lend a hand here?
Because it's a new environment for them to begin. So they're not really sure who they can trust and who they can go to get the help that they need. So when they come to us, we have to be very fragile and realize that we are there to help them and just try to build that trust with them, because it can be hard to build a trust with anyone, so especially someone you don't know.
Mm-hmm. And how is she doing today? What's your sense, Trisha, what do you know about how Ariel's doing now?
As far as I know, Ariel is doing quite well. I believe that she has an apartment that is less than a mile from her son, and so I think she's doing quite well.
Mm-hmm. I bet you just want to go up to her and give her a big hug and say,
"Darling, yeah.
let me help you here. What in the world? Well, why would she leave without telling her family?"
I think because, again, she just thought she was being, from my conversating with her, she just really thought that she was being a burden to her son.
Oh,
she
amazing.
Really thought that.
And that's not unusual, right? I mean,
no.
Other folks who come to you have that same feeling, right?
We have similar situations going on right now to where they think that the clients think that they are a burden to their families.
Well, Brittany, you got a happy ending here to this story. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's very unusual, but I'm so glad that we were able to reconnect her with her family and get her, help her reach her goals and get her own apartment as well.
And does it inspire you to want to keep doing this kind of work as you look ahead to the career that lies ahead for you here?
Yes, I am excited about doing this kind of work and working with other individuals in the community. I realize that this homeless population is increasing and they need as much help as they can possibly get. So to be a worker in this community is just great, and I'm privileged.
Well, I'm privileged to have you here, Brittany. You did a great job.
Thank you.
This is your first time on radio?
Yes, it is.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
So good to have you here. You bet. That's Brittany Williams. She's a UMKC student and an intern at True Light, and our friend Patricia Porsche. And I hope you both come back and visit with us again sometime soon.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.